Hello there, and welcome back to the Natalie and
Dennis
Show.
You see me Usher popping?
Podcast.
I'd be dancing like Usher.
Hey. Oh my God, you guys. Today is my birthday week, and it is my birthday special. It's a super special one because it's my last year being in my 20s. It's so surreal and so different, and we're super excited to be hosting this very, like Dennis is saying, ghetto party.
It's Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern time. Thank you for tuning into the Natalie and Dennis Show. Today's episode all centered around my honey's 30th birthday.
Wow, honey.
I just bought that cake about 30 minutes ago. Yum. It's a raspberry cake, for those of you that are wondering.
Looks so good.
It's so nice. So nice.
Well, you've already been in your 30s, so what does that feel like?
I am currently 31. I'm 31, so turning 32 crazy. In December. I'm relatively young compared to people that I follow on Facebook that were in my grade. I went to college when I was 17, so I'm used to being the youngest one of like the group or people that I associated with, but now everybody I associate with is younger than me.
Yeah, that way you want a slice? It's
getting a little scary.
Ahorita, honey, you want one?
Yeah, that's you're cheaping out on me, girl. That's a tiny ass.
It's kind of hard to cut a cake.
That's so sad.
No, I swear I didn't do it on purpose.
If you guys are listening and you tune into the visuals, I got a tiny half the size of yours. But you've been working out a lot, Natalie.
In a scale equal to 10, Natalie.
From 1 to 10? I think it's like a 9. It's pretty good. Okay. It tastes good today.
You've been going to salsa a lot. Can you tell us a little bit about that and why you decided to go to salsa again after you finished the first round of classes?
Yeah. So I actually didn't want to go back because from the time that we end the class, I didn't practice. Like I never practiced. So every time I go, I'm like, wait, like I can't keep up. But the other week I texted a bunch of my friends and I'm like, hey, does anybody want to take salsa number 2? And nobody responded. And then yesterday, I looked literally crazy. I hadn't showered. It was one of the worst days because we woke up late, blah, blah, blah. And my friend texts me and she's like, Natalie, like, where are you? Are you on your way? I was like, wait, I'm not going to be taking salsa anymore. And she's like, girl, I have 2 kids. My husband came from work early. Like, you need to come. So I ended up going and I had a great time. So now I'm taking salsa too. And why did I start taking it forever? I've been wanting to take salsa. So it's been so fun.
Guys, tell me how this cake's actually really great.
Gabby, bring a plate.
We got it at Publix. Hey. It's raspberry.
I'm going to put this camera. I'm going to bring it.
Yeah, because you are actually going to really want this. It's so delicious. Oof. Yeah. Look at them.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, guys. I need you guys to sing me the iconic song.
Happy birthday to you.
No. Come on.
Okay, everyone.
Already in a count. 3, 2, 1.
Que Dios te bendiga y que cumplas muchos años, porque estás cumpliendo años. Que Dios te regale vida.
Ay, 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 ay.
Come on,
canta y no llores, porque cantando se alegra y mamallita todos los dolores.
Thank you, God.
Yeah.
Wow.
So welcome to the club, Natalie. By the time this video is out, you're 30. You've joined me in aging and going to the next level. Do you feel any different?
Yes, I do, actually.
Tell us a little bit about your experience this week, now that you're leading up to your birthday.
Yeah. Well, okay. I was telling you, this is the first birthday that I actually want to kind of cry because it feels monumental.
Yeah.
It feels big.
It is.
And, you know, like I always used to think 30-year-olds were so old, like they had kids. Like, I don't know, just that was my mindset. Obviously, now I'm like, I know I'm older, but I still feel like a kid. And you do just start to feel different. I feel like...
Oh my God. What happened there? The raspberry hit.
No, literally, that's what ends up happening. No, I feel that I'm like more confident in myself. I feel more confident in the things that I believe in just like speaking up about things. And I think that comes with age. I'm literally choking. Hold on.
Tell me how I got us a little Debbie cake, a little Debbie birthday cake. I haven't had a little Debbie since my 15th birthday, probably. I haven't had Little Debbie's in a long time.
So good.
It tastes the same as before.
Damn, that's good. It tastes like a little Twinkie.
Yeah, it's the same company, I think, that makes Twinkies.
I've never had one.
Twinkies are made by Hostess.
This is yum.
Anyways.
Wow. Well,
The big 3-0. Mm-hmm. What in particular would you want for your birthday party? Or what are you expecting for Friday? And how can I make it happen?
I've been telling Dennis, I said, hey, I want to go to Japan. That's all I want. Mm-hmm. That's a lot, right? That's a lot to ask for. I know. No, let me tell you, I'm very simple when it comes to my parties.
Okay.
Like, actually, I never throw a party or anything like that. I'm never like, oh, it's my birthday week. But I just feel like 30 is so different. And so, yeah, I told Dennis, I was like, I really want to go to Japan. That's what I want.
Well, I'll do my best to make that happen. But this particular week, right, this Friday, we're going to hang out with our parents. Spend some downtime.
You're going to make me beef stew.
I am going to make beef stew right after this podcast is over. So I'm going to ask you to make a TikTok about it.
Really?
Beef stew for periods.
I don't know if I want to do that.
It's a hack. It's actually really good.
I don't know if that's my demographic, honey.
Maybe we can do it in my stories.
Cocinando con mi esposo, día uno.
Yeah, that's my nice. 30. So I'm 31.
Yeah.
I've lived what's felt like different facets of life.
Really?
I can literally break down my life into like four parts.
Tell me which ones, because I feel the same way.
So youth up until like 15 is like to me. Because I lived in another state, it was continuously, you know, go to school, come back home, go to school, come back home. There really wasn't anything else other than the things my parents would take me to. I went to like the YMCA for swimming classes. I would do all of like, you know, the typical kid stuff. Then I moved here. And when I moved here, it felt like a new facet. Just because of the change of like the ambience, everything is just different.
Yeah.
College felt different. Right. And then I think college led up until marriage. That was another kind of like time in my life.
College was different because you met me as well. And so it's like
college girlfriend and even engagement is kind of like, I kind of pack it together.
I feel the same way.
And then marriage is still going. I think that this has been one phase.
One phase for
it
sure.
It still hasn't changed. Even though we moved to LA. It still feels like that part is still attached to this part of my life. And then when we probably have kids is when I can feel that that next like facet is going to begin.
That is why I feel like this is so different. Because obviously sometime between now and the next few years, I'm going to have kids.
Yes.
So that's big. That's like a really big thing, guys.
Of course, yeah. That's crazy.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's good
though. How are you guys feeling?
I feel like I just can't believe it happened so fast.
For mega family, how you guys feeling?
Oh, to make a family? Yeah. I feel very secure in my relationship. So I think that's what makes me feel nice. I think Dennis is going to be an exceptional father. Like,
right?
Oh my God. Such a good dad. I worry more about me.
Why?
Yeah, I worry about just like my ability to, not that I don't trust. I feel like I'm going to be such a fun mom and like, your BFF, like all that stuff. But it's just, it's a lot for the woman, guys. You have to go through a lot of changes.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is a lot.
And it's not really even like the physical to me at all. It's just more like adapting to new things. For example, like before I did rock climbing and I would always think, I'm like, it's so unfair that when I get pregnant, I literally have to drop this. You know, like there's a lot of unfairness. It's just unfair. And like, you really don't become the dad until it's out of my belly and it's like, oh, you know, it's a realization. But
we've never gone through pregnancy.
No.
So I don't know how involved men are in pregnancy. I mean,
remember my cousin that we went to their baby shower and Jennifer and my friend's mom was saying how involved he is. Like every night he's like massaging her belly with oil and stuff.
That's what I was thinking about.
Yeah.
It's like, you never really know. You always assume the woman is the one going through like changing clothes, right? To ones that fit more. And you know, every time, I mean, she's living in a new body, right? You can't sleep the same way. I'm assuming going into like, the bathtub is dangerous. Got to be careful.
Oh, wow.
Like
every single thing
you do, even going up and downstairs, moving, getting up, like everything changes.
Yeah, everything changes. How will you be there for me then?
Whereas for the man, I think like it's not.
Let's see if you're material.
It's not like the same, but we are partaking in it in like the everyday care.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I am very, I do stay attentive when you're sick. I'm assuming it's going to be very similar. Yeah. Like, I'm going to be like on top of like, how are you feeling? How are you doing?
And that's why though, I feel like he's going to be such a good dad because he's so on top of like whenever we get sick, health, just you are very caring.
About the care.
Very nurturing. You really are. No, you are. You are. Yeah, I don't know. So yeah, the next phase in our life is going to be very interesting, very fun, very different.
So we actually vlogged my birthday.
We did.
My 30th birthday, and it never went up. It's not on the main channel. It's not here on the podcast. It's not on anywhere.
But wait, can we talk about your theme?
And why don't combine?
So the theme for my birthday, can you tell me you came up with it?
Yeah, I wanted everybody to dress up like Dennis. So people came. I was like, just think of him. He likes Dunkin' Donuts, right? He likes soccer. He likes shoes.
Hats.
He likes hats. He fashion. Has curly hair. He's fashion forward. So we had like 8 people or 10 dress up like you. And it was really fun.
We had
fun.
Like a little competition of who looked the most like me.
And so it was a surprise party. And I remember I was so nervous the whole day planning it that we actually announced it on the podcast. Because you're like, what's going on? I was like, I've been planning this party and I'm just so tired. So, but it was a great time. But yeah, the vlog never went up.
So why didn't you post it? Tell me what was going on around that time on our socials that you like decided to film it, but decided not to post it.
What year was this again?
It was December of last year.
Of 2023?
Yeah.
I honestly just felt like it wasn't fitting for
December
some reason.
2022, actually.
Yeah. Okay. Here's what it was. I wasn't doing vlogs anymore at the time. And we were going through a transition period on this channel from vlogs to podcasts, right? And I just felt like it was too much of a glimpse into my life that I didn't feel yet ready to show people. That's why I didn't end up posting it. And it's a great vlog.
So our recent vlogs have been super, super personal.
Yeah.
Very personal. To the point where we're vlogging in the shower. We're vlogging everywhere.
Yeah.
How has your mindset changed in terms of that? Because, you know, we spoke about keeping things a little bit private. And now it seems like all the barriers are down. Mm-hmm. And like everything is out. Titties and all.
Definitely not titties and all. No. I'm doing very tasteful showers.
Tell me how you're balancing privacy, public life. Mm-hmm. And all that. And then we can move into the actual question that I have.
I think for me, what was happening is I was kind of creating this facade on my channel where everything was very scripted. It would take me forever to script a video. And so that didn't allow for moments of real life anymore, right? Mm-hmm. Moments where it's like, Natalie's not feeling well today. Oh, she's just going to be in bed, right? But instead it's like, get out of bed and let's record type of thing. I did not want to live my life like that anymore. So I was like, let's just show the real stuff. And that's what we're doing. And it's been really fun. I feel like we've been connecting a lot more. I've also been editing my vlogs again. So I feel very connected to my work and proud of it.
And people can expect a 30th vlog, like a 30-year-old vlog.
Oh, a 30-year. Nice. Oh, my God. That sounds old.
No, it doesn't.
A 30-year-old vlog.
You've been around for 30 years.
Oh, my God. Davi, how old are you again?
20.
Wow, look at that difference.
Dawi, what do you think your life is going to be like when you're 30?
Tell me. Yeah, that's so cool. And then we can look back on this, Dawi.
Tenga 30, what's life going to be like?
30.
No, I think I'm going to be...
Tell us.
The same?
Millionary.
Whoa.
Millionaire.
Millionaire?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then...
How are you going to get there?
How I'm going to get there? with business. I'm going to create my own business.
Okay. Well, we're very excited to see that.
Yeah.
You think you'll be married or no? You won't have.
Oh, I think, yeah. I think we don't know, you know.
Do you want to get married?
I want to get married, okay. Of course, but you know, life throw us to something.
Yeah.
We don't know anything.
Yeah.
So, a lot of people celebrate turning 30 differently.
What do you mean?
like some people go to extremes and get wild, and other people are pretty tame when they turn 30. They don't celebrate too much. Kind of like our Friday is going to be, you know, amongst family.
Yeah.
So people were asked, how did you feel turning 30?
Ooh.
And these are some responses. One person said that they freaked out and got 4 tattoos.
Oh my God.
All at once. Right. And then they went out and they started partying, and they partied like they were 21. They turned 21. Okay. It's like a moment, right?
Yeah, it is a moment.
And that their body felt 30 after, and they really regretted going that hard on their birthday. So that's one way.
Okay, wait. I will say it is true. Mm-hmm. Your body does start to feel different things. For example, one of the reasons why I stopped doing F45 and rock climbing at the same time is just too much for your body. Like, I was literally starting to feel tweaked, you know? And so I recently started Pilates, which is a lot more like slower movement, but still high intensity. So.
And there was another response that said that they still feel young, but they at this point feel like they are mature enough to know how much they don't know and how much there still is left to learn in life.
That's okay. And that's a really good realization. A lot of people are not like that. Mm.
Are like that?
You know, I'm not. That's why I just realized it. Sometimes I do feel like now I know a lot, like, and I forget that there's still so much yet to learn.
You know, when I was younger and I would play soccer with my dad, I would like finish his sentences and I would get ahead and I would always assume I knew what he was going to tell me. And then he was always like, you know, there's a role. There is the student and there's a teacher, right? And then the teacher is teaching and the student listens. It's not always about giving back your input or like what you think. You just kind of have to like
absorb
and receive all of the knowledge or whatever. Yeah. Even if that you already know what they're saying, you have to learn to just listen.
Exactly.
Right. And I think that that's something that you learn with age. A lot of people are very like rushed into doing things. That's another thing that someone mentioned. It's like, when you're young, you just want to go and do, right? Like do things and mess up and do all sorts of stuff. But sometimes you have to take a step back and kind of analyze prior to doing things.
You know, I would disagree. Mm. I would say that you should do everything while you still can. And I'll say that, like, for example, when would I now at this age and time allow myself to go on a 3-month backpacking trip to Europe? Mm-hmm. Probably not. Why? I have like a husband. I have a business. Like, I have to be here. But in my 20s, shit, like, I didn't have nothing. I had nothing to lose. I should have done it, you know, if that's what I had wanted. Mm-hmm. So I do feel like what I like about being young is sometimes you don't overthink. And I feel like when you're older, you start to overthink everything. I feel less brave being in my 30s, even though I've accomplished more, which is so weird. It's so weird. Where in my 20s, I would literally go up to anyone and be like, hey, this is what I do. How can we work together? Like, I was so shameless about it. And now I'm like,
That's so odd, because a lot of the responses were also that they're more unapologetic. And
I agree with that part.
They are more solid about who they are and what they represent.
I agree with that part. But when I think back to my 20-year-old self who started a YouTube channel and who literally went up to like Michelle Phan's manager and was like, hey, how can I work with you guys? Like, I would never do that now. Like, ever.
You think?
Yeah, I would not do that. That's so embarrassing.
What are some moments in your 20s that stand out to you?
Let's see.
Let's think of like 4 moments in your 20s that you're like, oh, that was like a monumental moment for me.
For me, like personal growth wise?
For anything. Things that just stand out in the last 10 years.
Well, okay. I mean, the first one that came to mind, not a positive one, but my niece passing, that was one. Like, that was the first time in my life I feel like the happy filter of life just like, and it's like, this is real life. Mm-hmm. You know, you feel invincible in your 20s. You feel like you're never gonna die. Nothing bad can happen to you or your family. And so when that happened, I was like, oh my gosh, like, I'm not, you know,
invincible.
Like, we're not invincible. This is real life. That's one thing that I felt. I felt really courageous in my 20s. Mm. Like, my motto was, don't quit your daydream. That was my motto. And so I was like, I could do anything. I could be anyone. I can make as much money. Like, I had a very abundant mindset. And
what's different about that and now?
What's different about it now? That like I made it. Mm-hmm. In I did all of the things that I wanted to in terms of my dreams. And so now it's like, what's next? You know? So that's been different for me as well. Yeah. What about you?
For me, in the 20s was, you know, doing a lot of stuff I didn't want to do.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
I feel like for in our youth. Yes.
That's true.
In our youth, we're stuck doing just things that are kind of expected of life, you know, college, even work for some people. Like they do jobs that they don't want to do. Right. Mm-hmm. Like there's so many people out there that would rather be doing a different job, but they That's just true. Have to get money. Me? So they have to.
Walmart. Me at Walmart.
At Walmart? What? You don't like it?
I don't like it at all.
But you like your other job, right?
Of course. I love my other job.
And I love el manejar los carros. Le gusta.
Yes.
Mm. He's always posting on his stories like, look at this car, like, damn, like, it's fun. It looks fun.
I mean, yeah. And it's not to say that when you get to your 30s, you automatically start to do exactly what you want to do.
You have right? more financial freedom.
But yes. Hopefully. You have hopefully built a repertoire which allows you to do more things in your spare time that you want to do.
I feel that. I definitely feel like I grinded in my 20s.
Yeah.
Whereas now I'm like, I'm not going to lose sleep. Like, I'm not. That's how I feel. I really do.
Yeah. A lot of people were asked, what's the difference between 30s and 20s? And almost the only answer, and it had so many votes, was just more money. You have more money.
Mm, you're looking forward to more money.
You're more prepared.
Yay.
You know, and it also, like, in your 20s, you mess up a lot in terms of investment. You misspend. You don't know what you're doing.
We misspent for sure.
But we also did a lot of very savvy, very good investments. So I feel like we were balanced.
Yeah.
You know? We didn't just throw money out the window.
Well, you guys.
No, not my shoes showing in this clip. I had heels on before this. Just know, you guys. But hey.
So I got to say, though, we don't gamble. We don't drink. We're not, you know, druggies or anything. So mm-hmm. in terms of like misspending in that way.
Clothes?
No. Clothing, maybe eating good food.
¿Cuál fue para usted y para Natalie la vez que más gastaron en algo en un gasto? Que ustedes creen que fue necesario.
Last time in the same podcast you said the cars.
No. You know what I really, what it was?
What was it?
I went to Cartier.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I bought myself a bracelet, another bracelet, a ring, another ring. What the hell was I doing?
It was trendy.
I left having spent like 10 grand. I know. And you know what? The worst part is
you don't wear them anymore.
I lost one of those rings. Okay. I don't wear the other bracelet because you literally are locked in. And I'm always like, what if something grabs me? Like that's going to cuff me, you know?
That's never going to happen.
But I'm never going to wear that.
You really like that one that you have.
I really like this one. Oh, yeah. I spent a lot on this one, too. No. Listen, I think.
But, you know, we make money for that, for feeling good.
But I'll tell you this. This is what I learned. Yeah. I don't love spending money on materialistic things.
Okay.
I like spending money on experiences. Yeah. So, like. Oh, let's go out to eat. I love that shit. Because it's like, even if we're just going to eat it in like money, Dennis is not like that.
I'm not about it.
But for me, it's like, oh, if I get to take my family and it's an experience, like I love that. Or going on a trip or just like things like that, you know? I also like to spend on my house.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like for me, I like spending on like the things that we utilize. Like these mics mm-hmm. were an expense. And I enjoy technology and stuff. So I like having these kinds of things. Mm-hmm. But, you know, bad investments.
¿Cuál fue su primera inversión que se oye?
Bad investments, there weren't a lot.
No bad investment.
I'm very happy with the way things turned out. I wouldn't say we threw money away.
For me, a bad investment, my tits.
That is true.
And expensive.
And then to get them out was even more expensive.
It was so pricey.
Mm-hmm. So that's
cosmetic stuff has got to be expensive, especially nowadays. It must be more expensive.
Yeah.
Then it's gonna be a doctor plastic.
I'll do your plastic surgery. I can't promise it'll turn out good, but I mean,
I'm okay, honey.
Plastic surgery is expensive.
Oh my god!
Do you want to share with people how much it costs and how much it costs to remove?
Yeah.
Buy it at TikTok.
Okay. Well, I think the good thing is I went and got them done in Colombia, so I think it was no more than like $8,000 to put them in.
Uh huh.
To take them out, I don't remember if it was 15.
We had to pay cash.
That's the weird thing. You had to pay cash.
You had to pay cash.
Yeah, maybe it was 15 or 20, but it was expensive. Very. Damn. Yeah.
And the second one,
that one.
20. You have to pay cash?
Yeah.
Yep.
Because they're like, you know, if you leave and we do what you want, now what? How are they going to get you?
You know, there's those TikToks that are going around of women asking viewers what their age is. Right? They're how old do you guys think I am? Everybody in the comments is like, you look 46, you look 45, you look...
Have you seen those, Ari? People will like be like, hey, ¿cuántos años me veo?
Creo que tengo. And then like people will respond.
And usually people look older.
I gotta say, any like face filler, all of like this stuff that people are doing is making people look older.
For sure.
Like there was this poor girl who's like 22. People in the comments saying she looks 45.
Not to mention... It's so sad. Not to mention the upkeep. Like, I think that's what they don't talk about. You need to upkeep that.
Awful.
You know?
It's kind of like tattoos. I don't have a tattoo, but I just know that there's like touch-ups you have to do and there's this constant maintenance.
It's too much.
There's so many things out there. It's like a car. Like, you have to like tune it.
But here's the one thing, because I really don't know. I am opposed to plastic surgery for myself because of what I went through. But I don't know how I'm going to feel when I have kids and like your belly's real saggy and like I really don't know how
pues se lo puede componer,
I mean
and like
what do you think then?
And like for me, 30-year-old me right now is like, why would you put yourself through that? Don't do that to yourself. Like anesthesia, the wrist, like you have two beautiful children. I'm already
you're injuring yourself.
No. But yeah, I don't know. So that's like a real thing because I see a lot of mommy influencers who do like the mommy makeover after. And I will admit, I get upset when I see them promoting the doctor.
Yeah, like there was that one podcast.
I get upset by that. Whatever, we won't get into it. But then I think about it and it's like, yeah, being a woman and like you are forced to mold and shape for another being. Like, I don't know how you're going to feel. I don't know.
What are one topic that people are talking about is like having more solid hobbies. Right. You've started to implement Pilates recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you worked out more towards the second half of your 20s than the first half.
Oh, 100%.
Or like the first half of your 20s, you would do like group class stuff at LA Fitness or like you do that kind of stuff. And then towards the end of your 20s, you started doing like hardcore rock climbing. You started doing Pilates. You started running with me. We did biking.
Yep.
I think that the style of
workouts has changed. Yeah, yeah.
And we're eating different. We've been eating different for a couple of years now, like two or three years.
But don't you think it's because of the privilege that we're older and more financially stable? Because whereas before, like I lived with my parents up until...
Uno comía lo que había.
Yeah, literally. It's like, oh, lentejas? Give me the carb. Like, what do you do?
You know? Era un TikTok. Que es que llegué del gimnasio cuando miro... Y la comida puros carbohidratos y nada de proteína.
Puro arroz.
Translate that.
I mean, you are at the will of what your parents make for
That's what I'm saying.
At the same time, if I drop you into your parents right now, like I pick you up and I put you and you live with them. You're going to make your own food. You're going to grocery shop for yourself. Like the situation is different. I think we talked about that also on another podcast.
Yeah.
But
I do think I was more, I'm more privileged now because of time. I feel like in my early 20s, I worked. So I have the time now to like leisure, you know, enjoy.
We created routines. We have more routine now than before.
So maybe we can start talking about like what are things you wish you had told your 20-year-old self, because that's one. I actually did a list, guys. Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah. 20-year-old self, work out your legs, because just running and playing soccer ain't enough. You got to work out your legs.
Work out your legs. So wait, for real.
Do your macros.
If you had your 20-year-old self, Dennis is right.
Fuck yeah. If Dennis is right there.
Damn, that's tough love.
If Dennis is right there.
Fuck yeah.
Count calories. Do your macros. Work out your fucking legs. Run more. But I did run more. I didn't run a lot.
If Natalie was right there, I would hold her little hand.
Hug your parents more.
That's sweet. Honestly, that's one for me too. I actually wrote down life moves really fast. So like enjoy all the little moments. And that includes your parents. As you age, like they're also aging, girl.
Yeah.
And you know, it kind of hits you when you see your dad specifically, because this happened to me.
Gray hairs in there.
No, it's when you know your dad in your eyes is always like that really big buff like guy. When you start to see him like a little more disheveled, a little more frail, gray, that shit hits you.
Oh,
it's sad.
It's like an old little white poodle dog.
It's sad.
They're just kind of there.
Yeah, it is. And like all of a sudden you're bigger than, I mean, obviously I'm not bigger than my dad, but like, you know, yeah, that's one thing. That's one thing I wrote down for sure.
I mean, I'm pretty big compared to my dad.
I also wrote down waking up every day is such a privilege and don't take life for granted. You will die.
Okay.
I know that one's morbid, but I just feel like in your 20s, you feel invincible. You feel like nothing could happen. And like that is such a reality check when things do happen.
I think this video is actually very introspective. So it's like, I want to go along with like the topics, but also like things kind of pop into my mind. I feel like in early 20s, you just kind of go with what is placed ahead of you. You're not really creating a path. I mean, it also depends on who you are and life situations, right? But like for me, it was go to school, do this, whatever. And then in the middle of my 20s, it's like, okay, you're out of school, decide where you're going. And we ended up going into like social media or whatever.
Yeah.
And then now in 30s, it's still established though. Like we are what we are.
But it's kind of also different now because it's like, do we want to keep up with that pace or do we want to slow down a little?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you just evolve. It's evolving within your own, but the position you've selected. It's not like we're going to change our careers. Do you get what I'm saying?
But we are thinking about other ventures, other businesses. So I think in a way, yeah.
But they are like adaptations to what we've created.
Yeah, I could see that.
I'm not saying we're going to abandon this life and go into another, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't know. I envision this metaphor of like shoveling snow.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you look back, you've already shoveled an entire path. Like you're not going to go all the way to the beginning and like start shoveling in a different direction, right? You're going to maybe like branch, but you've already done it.
If you could relive anything in your 20s, what would you relive?
If I could relive anything in my 20s, I would like to go to college again. Like I would like to sit in a classroom.
Let's go to college with me.
Because first of all, everything that I learned is out of my brain at this point.
So you'd like to go back to learn?
I'd like to go and sit in like a biochemistry class.
Oh.
Where I was like sitting front row. I would always sit front row. And like see myself. That's kind of creepy.
No,
but,
I get
but like
it,
envision
get
myself Aww. There. And like
that's sweet.
It's like that's kind of gives me horror movie kind of vibes. seeing myself out of body and kind of like I'm just observing myself and just maybe like nodding.
What would you want to observe? Like what would you want to look and see?
Myself.
How you were?
Yeah, and like my enthusiasm.
You were scrawny.
My enthusiasm, like the way of being, like my mannerisms, like what was I like?
Yeah.
And obviously a lot of that has stuck with me. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of it's the majority of it is actually stuck.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've changed too much as a person, but we've definitely like evolved, like I had said.
Yeah.
So,
you know, for me, I would go back to the time when it was just like life back then was not as busy.
Oh, girl, it was busy as hell for us.
For us? What do you mean?
Work. We used to work till like 12 at night.
No, not that. Before YouTube.
Oh.
Before.
Yeah, that was nice.
Like, it was literally, I'd go to school, I'd have my little lunch. Oh my God, I have like 6 hours.
No responsibility.
To do anything. Sure, let's go to the gym. Okay. Yeah. Oh, you want to go see a movie? Let's do it.
Yeah, like, but then you come home and you got lentils.
Oh,
it's like you don't make any choices.
I like my lentils.
Okay, I have a question for Debbie. I want to understand your life. ¿Usted decide usted lo que va a comer en el día o su mamá se lo va a decir ya?
No, I'm not deciding what I'm going to eat.
Usted llega a la casa y, ay, hoy hay pollo.
Yeah, I can eat. Puedo comer como una bandeja paisa, como que me puedo comer un arroz con huevo.
Yeah.
Okay. No. So you appreciate either one.
I appreciate it, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, pero like, you don't decide.
I'm not decide. Mm-hmm. No, I can't decide, yeah, if I buy...
Right.
Like, if I buy pollo, carne okay. y cosas en Walmart y le llevo a la casa, yo sé que ya va a ser algo relacionado con eso. ¿Me entiende?
I mean, when our early 20s, we also used to think about money sometimes, like going out. It was expensive.
For sure.
I mean,
sure.
We still do.
We spent a lot. Yeah. I mean, we spent a lot of your mom's money.
No.
We'd go out to the movies every week.
That's true.
Like, your mom was the one that was basically giving you money.
Debbie, how when's the last time you went to the movies?
No, you know, like, soon, like...
It's expensive now.
Yeah, I paid 30 for two.
When's the last time you went to the movies with somebody else?
Oh.
What do you mean somebody else?
Wait, when's the last time you had a date?
Oh.
Huh.
Wait, what? What's going on?
I don't know. I'm asking.
No, la última vez que tuve una cita, no, hace mucho.
Pero no tiene novia.
No, yo no tengo novia.
Ah, okay. I thought you had somebody. Got it.
No.
Bueno.
La última vez que tuve una cita fue...
When was it? Wait, what's going on? Do I not know
I don't
something?
Know. I'm guessing.
I don't know. Like...
is there a new girl in your life?
No.
Be honest. Wait, you guys are looking at each other.
I'm looking at him to see what his responses are.
No, for real. Right now, no. I'm focused on Jean. I'm focused on... You know, I have my friend.
Igual Jimmy, he's so sore right now because he just went to the gym with me like 3 days ago.
You guys working out. That roller ab one.
No.
And he does it so fast and good. Say, come on, robot. You know?
Any advice you'd have for yourself in your 20s? So I said that I would see myself front row in like school.
I know. You know what I want?
Tell me.
Un consejo millonario.
Un qué?
I'd go back in time and tell myself to invest in Bitcoin.
Wait.
A business
partner?
No.
Consejo million, like a $1 million.
Oh, advice?
Yeah.
Oh.
¿Qué consejo ustedes me darían para una persona que tenía 20 años y quiere salir a la vida de emprendimiento?
I mean, to be 100% with you, you have to do what you love.
Okay.
You have to.
Because, sounds so cheesy.
No, it is. No. But you will not be working at 4 a.m. for your own business unless you love that shit. I'm telling you. So it has to be something you love.
Don't do drop shipping. That's my advice.
Like, if you're like, oh, that business would do so well because it's doing well and you start doing it, you're not in it for the long run. I'm telling you. It will not work out. You have to do something that you love. Like a lot.
Don't sell clothes if you don't like fashion. Don't. Yeah. Don't get stuck doing something you don't want to do.
The most successful people that I've known who are friends of mine have really grinded on the thing that they love. Like, they really understand what that is and they go for it.
I would say, though, like, it's very obvious you have to have like a normal job to sustain yourself. But then, like, what do you do with the free time? That's when you invest the time into the other job you want to be your job. So you got your job, your job, and then you got your hobby job. And then how does your hobby job take the place of your job?
No, it's so true. I had a friend who basically was asking me, he's like, Natalie, like, I just started YouTube. It's been really difficult. We've been doing it for about like a year. Like, how did you do it? You know? And I was like, to be honest, you're in a different stage in life. Like, you have a mortgage, you have a wife, you know. I was living with my parents. I was in my 20s. I didn't really need much.
Yeah.
So, like, it is different. I could grind because it just, there was not that necessity. Like, I was being supported by
Me and my metaphors. It's like you plant a tree. You got to kind of like wait. for the fruits of your, you gotta wait for the fruits of your labor. You know, you can't expect to get fruits only a couple of months after you plant it.
Right. Like, that's true.
It will come out at some point.
It will come after a long time.
When you least expect it and when you least need it. Like, it's just gonna happen.
It took me 2.5 years of posting 3 times a week on YouTube to make my first money paycheck. And you know how much that was for? I could barely buy a sandwich. So it takes a lot.
Pero todo esfuerzo tiene su fruto.
Por eso, eventualmente.
Unless you pivot too early. And then you don't
exactly.
Or maybe you can get viral from TikTok and everyone go check your page.
No, but like, okay, you get viral on TikTok and then what? Like, you need your exit plan.
No, that's not real.
You need your exit plan.
People from TikTok know it's real people.
What?
I'm not real?
No, like, ¿cómo se dice eso? Como la población que hay en TikTok no es una comunidad.
Ah,
es
algo que usé. Yeah.
Solamente unas. Pueblo,
I get it.
Yeah, you can make one, but like, if you get viral just for a video, you don't want to make.
That's very important to know. Yeah, it's very important. No, it is. Why are you guys always laughing at me when I get serious and I'm trying to be like, yeah, you guys are like, ha ha. Like,
this is off topic, but there's this one guy who does like management for brands. And so he's actually in trouble right now because he criticized the D'Amelio's and said like they messed up in like this particular way.
Oh, I've seen this guy.
So they're suing him.
Who is?
The D'Amelio's are suing him.
Are you sure it's them? Allegedly?
Yes. Allegedly suing. Sorry. Okay. Allegedly suing because he like outwardly criticized their brand.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Wait. But he's their partner manager?
No.
Oh, so why are they going to sue him?
Because he is defaming their name, I guess.
Okay.
Where am I leading with this? Why did I get to that?
No, it's okay. I don't know, but I just think it's kind of like weird.
Anyways,
for them to sue him.
Wait. So we were talking about building community. I'm trying to backtrack in my brain and understand why I said that.
That's another thing that happens in your 30s.
I do believe that you can build a brand on TikTok. I want to actually counter what he said. You're just not going to be as viral as you think you would be.
Mm-hmm.
Your views would be smaller, but I do think the community can be nurtured.
I agree.
I am so happy with our recent whatever's going on. And it doesn't feel transactional.
It doesn't.
It doesn't feel like I do this for you, you give me this.
Right,
like,
I agree.
I feel like we're giving more than we're taking.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it feels,
good.
Nice, right?
I agree with you. I'm going to eat this whole damn cake. Somebody get it away from me.
Yeah, at least it's not like the brownies from last time that you drugged us. I don't know what you did to those brownies. God.
I don't know what was happening that day either, but yeah.
Everybody in the comments is talking about like, what was in those brownies?
Wait, really?
Like, what's going on? Yeah.
That's funny. After
you're almost 30, Natalie.
How does it feel? You met me at 17.
You honestly, in my mind, fit the same person because I see you every day.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen someone after 10 years and been hit with like a, whoa, they look different? The first time I saw that, after seeing him.
Oh, yeah. That you little, look so different.
And then seeing him all grown up.
That was,
he looks very different.
Insane to me too. You and your brother. Because you guys were literally this short.
I've been posting a lot on Facebook, and David's picture on Facebook is still his younger version of himself. Yeah,
that's cute. No.
How do you envision yourself? Do you feel the same?
Mm-mm. No, I feel different for sure.
Like in your body?
In my body, how do I feel?
Like how do you feel? You're carrying around another 12 years of life. Like,
yeah, no, I feel different. Like I actually. Okay, on TikTok, people are like, wait, you're turning 30? Like, they're shocked, right?
Yeah.
But I look at myself in the mirror and I know what's fallen. Like, I'm like, oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah, I didn't know you were there. Like, I am seeing differences in my appearance. And when I look at you, I also see your younger self. It's very hard for me to be like, but then there's moments where people are like, oh my God, you guys have been together for so long. And then I look at you and I'm like, yeah, like I see that we've aged.
I do gotta say we've aged gracefully. There's people who look like they got hit by a truck. Oh my god. There's some people who look janky.
Damn. Cayeron del bus.
Damn. I mean, life can be hard.
Sometimes I scroll through Facebook, I'm like, what happened to that person? What happened to that person? Like shit.
It's always Facebook that kind of scares
What's
you.
Up with Facebook is an odd place.
Yeah, no, but
it is. Facebook is so funny. I'm like,
David, usted no tiene amigos que ya tienen niños.
Yes. Y really? Tiene una que tiene gemela.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What?
Bro.
What's that like? Isn't that weird? That's a weird moment.
That's a weird moment. No, la cago doble. Uno es meter la pata con uno, pero es que le salgan gemelos. That's bad. Twins. Oh, my God, no.
You know, David's at the stage where if he saw having kids as an issue.
Oh, yeah.
He just said that.
For sure.
In our age, it's like a blessing. Like, I know. Like, it's such a nice thing,
it's
right?
It's a blessing.
La okay, bendición.
Can we actually talk about how yesterday it was raining so hard? Yeah. Jupiter is very scared of lightning. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, we were up till 3 a.m. Okay, and it was Dennis and me. We're both like, oh, your turn, and like help him because he's like shaking, and it's like it was so bad. Basically, I fell asleep for like 30 minutes, and then when I woke up, I was like, Dennis, like, what's going on? He's like, I've been here for like 30 minutes.
So Jupiter has a bed next to our bed, and so it's thundering, and he gets into our bed
like he jumps.
But he, it's I don't know if what it is about golden retrievers or big dogs. They stomp
and they claw
and they step hard. It's like they don't you. Understand the their gentleness pressure. They
no.
They press hard. When they step on your feet, it hurts. Ugh. Like they put a lot of weight into it, right?
So basically, so, he's leaning on me, yeah, trying to get to you, and you're all sunburned.
So I have a sunburn currently because, yeah, I played soccer, and so he stomped on my back and I screamed,
but
and then
about,
it hit you in the jaw.
Think about how he, to get to you, he had to go through me. So I was in so much pain. And I was just like, Dennis, please just like take him. And that made me think about like having kids. And I was like, I don't know, guys.
So I stood up and I made him stay in his little bed. And I stood next to it on my phone. I was just, this is like 3 a.m. I'm like scrolling. And then every time he'd try to go to the bed, I'd be like, stay.
Yeah.
And so I had to do that for quite a while. But yeah, it's about putting another person's needs
before
in front
your
of
own.
Your own.
Honey.
We crazy. Have friends that are currently pregnant.
We do.
They're about to have their kid this month.
So weird.
It feels odd because they're a couple that you never really expected to
no,
have kids.
Like literally, I no. thought it was them and me. I thought we were going to be all riding the no kid train for a bit. And now they have kids.
We're going to lose him.
Out of body experience right now. So odd.
It is so odd.
What do you think life is going to be at 40?
Doble millonario, triple.
I hope that at 40, life has slowed down a little bit more. I hope that we're still in love.
Nah, I hope life is fast. Speeding, going real quick.
I hope that our parents are still around.
Yeah, Jupiter is still around.
That's very unlikely, but I really hope so.
Life at 40.
Life at 40.
10 years from now for both of us, actually.
I hope we're like fit, like the fittest ever.
Fit is a motherfucker. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. And maybe have kids already.
And be more mature.
This got so somber.
And when you guys have 40, I'm going to have David. 30. Oh, David. My
God. That's going to be weird, David, right? That's going to feel different.
David, usted a los 50.
We're
going to
be
50.
So different.
Usted a los 50, David.
Now I'm thinking,
I know,
bro,
you're
30 years old is a
lot. It's a long.
I have 20 already.
I know.
¿Cuándo es su cumpleaños?
Enjoy it. Enjoy it.
¿Cuándo es su cumpleaños?
10 años.
August 6th.
Wow, so you're turning 21 this year.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Where are we going? Bahamas. Where are we going? Hawaii, bro. Nos vamos para algún lado.
Stop.
Hey, vámonos para una crucero.
21. Uy, sí, that'd be fun.
Yeah, no. Vámonos a la familia.
But yeah, when you start to think about things and put things into perspective, that's when it gets kind of crazy.
I mean, you guys can expect a Natalie turning 50 podcast whenever.
No, I'm not going to be doing this podcast after.
That's going to be me.
I don't think, guys, no.
Debbie, do you brush your teeth? Are you going to have your teeth when you're 50?
Yes, of course. No. I think my health is my dental health are important.
No, your dentures are going to be falling. You're going to have to, do you have to replace those?
What? I'm going to, sí, obvio.
¿Cada cuánto?
How often do you have to change your teeth?
No, nothing. Yo no me tengo que cambiar nada.
No. That's no. What the doctor wants you to think.
No.
Would you get veneers?
Hell no. I think that is the worst mistake of our generation.
Okay. Hacerse una...
Los veneers. Por los dientes.
Esos dientes.
Oh, no, pero yo no me hice el... yo no me hice el diseño de sonrisa. Oh, that shit.
So what do you have?
Yo tengo que en parejos, que se vean derechos todos.
O sea, your teeth are not... Oh, yeah, your teeth
but
are not
But veneers are popular in Colombia right now.
I know.
Que los ponen todos chiquiticos y después le ponen algo...
Oh, yeah, no, that shit. Es una mierda. Yo no me haría eso en la vida. Hell no.
No, I totally agree. I really do think that's the worst mistake of our generation.
Yeah, bro, you see people with that thesis? Like at the...
I know so... You know, what were some trends when we were younger that we kind of regret getting onto? Or like stuff that you did that you regret?
Regret.
Now that you're 30, you're like, ooh.
Well, I mean, for sure my boobs, but that's been done and said.
You were a vegetarian for quite a while. Do you feel like it affected your health?
That is right. I remember when she go to Colombia and she don't eat any meat. Anything.
You were a vegetarian or a vegan for like for
weird.
How long? For like 2 years? 3 years?
No, a year.
But you were on and off for quite a bit.
No, I was strict for that year. Oh, you're right. 2 to 3 years I was like that, on and off. But then for a full year I was.
It was popular for
online. When you decided to
when did I decide to eat again?
Yeah.
To eat?
No, when you decide to be vegetarian, how you decided.
I think it was like a lot of people on YouTube were talking about that.
I was about to say that. It was very popular for the lifestyle girls to be vegetarian and vegan.
But I don't think it was because of popularity. I literally, like, I'd read a bunch of books. If you look in my library, a lot of them are about, like, veganism and vegetarian and animal cruelty. And I think that's partially where it stemmed from. But I lost so much weight. I was so skinny.
You had a lot of friends and still have friends that are vegan and vegetarian.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that lifestyle now?
I think it's beautiful. I really do. Like when I went to Bali and we went on the retreat, like these girls are different. No, they are. They're different. They're very like grounded. They're very calm. It's just like it's a different vibe.
Right.
Yeah, it's very different. So I totally respect it and I love it. The one thing I'm not completely for is like, you know, if you're eating meat and they're like, like kind of like, yeah, like that. It's like, let me eat in peace. Like, don't try to sway me, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm very open to, trying it out. And I think it's great.
You didn't count macros or calories back then.
No, I didn't.
So you probably underate.
Oh my God. Can I tell you guys something? It's so bad and so funny, but like bad. Okay. So I did a juicing cleanse for like 4 days. Okay. My fucking mom, she's diabetic. And I put her on a juice cleanse, thinking it was going to be so good.
It's awful because it's all fruit.
Tell me how day four, she's checking and she's like, my sugar is so high. Like the highest it's ever been. Dangerously high.
Yeah.
I was like, why?
You almost put your mom in danger.
I didn't understand nutrients.
Fruits and carbs and all.
I didn't understand that.
Yeah, starches.
It was bad.
Yeah. Because I sabía que los diabéticos no pueden comer fruta.
Well, they can't consume too much.
Too much sugar. Yeah, I mean, obviously.
Dice que le daba.
No, que le daba, pues, sweet cleanse. Potato, piña, mango, o sea, todo. Her fucking sugar was, she was not doing
that
well.
You know, now that we're talking about it, that was another phase of your 20s, going vegan.
That was a big phase.
Can you see yourself doing that again, being vegan or vegetarian?
Maybe.
But following, like, macros and your regimen,
calories. I think it would be really hard, though, to get protein and not go over on certain things.
It's not trendy anymore. like it used to be.
Yeah, you're right.
But it seems like there's more things available now than ever for someone to be vegetarian.
Could be.
When you come back to eat meat, what was your feet?
My first reaction?
What was your feet?
What was your face? Your first meal?
I don't remember my first meal, but I remember I was disgusted.
Really? Was, I can't remember that.
It was hard for me to get reacquainted. It was hard for me to detach that this is an animal. That was really hard. Milk was hard. Eggs was hard. Everything. It was just like, I don't know. It was difficult to get back into it. Like, a part of me liked the taste, but a part of me was psychologically a little triggered by all the books I had read and all the stuff. So, yeah.
Are most people that you knew who were vegan still vegan?
No, actually, no. And that's the crazy thing. I think I feel really bad for the influencer people who would very forwardly say, I'm vegan and blah, blah, blah. And then they were still transitioning in that decision. And people caught them eating it before they announced it. They look so bad.
A lot of people lied about being it.
Really? That's
who? I saw people eat who online were saying that they were a different way.
We
would go
that,
to events and I would just see. And then like before they would eat or post something, they would think for a second and they'd be like,
wait,
am I still vegan?
Can I tell you this? You remember the time we went out to have a burger?
Yeah.
And it was like in my transition period, right? Because I had talked about being vegan, but I wasn't like, oh, blah, 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 right? So I remember the girl who was, you know, getting my order, she was like, are you sure you want that? And I was like, yeah, I do want it. And she was like questioning me very hard. I sensed that she knew who I was. And then after the meal, I told you, I was like, oh my God, I feel like she knew that I'm eating meat again. And she was like questioning me for it.
I feel, yeah, but that's so personal. Like if you're a vegan or vegetarian and you decide to just eat a certain way, you're not telling people to be a certain way.
I wasn't.
I think that's also another thing now to wrap up like this whole 30s podcast is like in your 20s, I feel like you want to influence people. And I think that when you're 30s, you don't really want to influence people. You want to show people who you are and influence in that way.
That's so true.
It's so such a different way of envisioning things.
It is.
Like you live for yourself and do it indirectly. Deep shit.
Mic drop.
Aww. Well, thank you for being here for Natalie's 30th birthday. We appreciate you guys being subscribed to the podcast, watching our main channel, you know, following us on socials.
Make sure to review the podcast. That really helps. And share it with a friend if you really have enjoyed it.
Be sure to tune in every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern time. Subscribe, rate, comment, do your thing. Leave a message down below telling us what it was like when you turned 30 or how you feel, you know, at whatever age you are now and how you envision your life in the future. Thanks again, Natalie, for turning 30, for existing,
thank
for
you, God, for living life, another years of
for
life.
Deciding to post that first video on YouTube, bringing in that mola.